I see that dog in the background. We're rolling.
Hello. Today is the 12th, and we're doing business and social media, and Rudog has decided to take a nap behind me.
I had to have a bowl of cereal because I'm a terrible human being.
No, that's fine. No, chew into the mic. Actually, I can't hear you right now, so that's good. Are you, like, sitting far back from the mic, or?
What kind of cereal you got?
Special K.
I see that you are the opposite of me. You go lots of milk in your cereal. Does it drive you crazy when you're at the end and you're chasing them around in there?
Yeah, a little bit.
I like just a tiny amount of milk. Minimal milk. Engagement challenge. Are you a lots of milk or a little bit of milk cereal person?
I made my own. Oh, sorry. Continue.
No, I was going to ask you what you are.
I like a lot of milk because I tend to drink it afterward.
Wrong.
No, that's correct. I made my own dehydrated strawberries.
I gotta get my vitamin D somehow.
Oh yeah, you gotta protect yourself against that the C word. The demonetization.
The demonetization word.
So last episode we talked about Uber and the guy that stole the Waymo information and went to Uber is getting his comeuppance in the structure. I just completely lost the word there.
Yeah.
The form of 18 months in prison.
Real prison, not even house arrest.
And maybe that's justice served, but perhaps we could blame the entire pandemic on Uber's karma. Maybe this is the way of the gods punishing them because, oh boy, are they having a bad time.
That thing clobbers Uber, leading to a $1.8 billion quarterly loss. How does Uber have that, like... How did that even happen? How did they spend $1.8 billion in a quarter? Not even a year, a quarter. $1 billion is just an insane amount of money. Like, just a scary amount of money.
Oh.
Hello?
Video driver crashed there, but I think we're okay. Sorry if there was, like, some epileptic triggering flashing between the scenes there. It wasn't responding. Oh. Okay.
Are we okay?
I think so. I hope so. Sure would hate to do this again. So yeah, Uber. Now, it turns out they were already losing nearly $1 billion a quarter, but almost doubling that, that's tough.
Oh, well, that makes it less horrible.
But still, $0.8 billion.
How do they lose that much money in a quarter for what they do?
I think it's because we talked about it before. They have so many employees, and they're always branching out into other kind of crazy stuff. Now, previously, here's the crazy part about it. Previously, they were losing those billions because they were doing everything they could to spin up Uber Eats. And now, in a twist of fate, Uber Eats is the only thing keeping them afloat.
Wow.
And some other companies in the tech world are definitely doing some restructuring. Perhaps most famously recently was Intel. They had some bad news, similar to Uber's bad news. And they said, you know what? We're going to move some things around. Now, Microsoft, I don't think fiscally they're doing quite as bad, but as all Windows users will know, they've kind of fumbled some of the updates recently.
Yeah.
Users are not crazy about Microsoft these days, so they said, maybe we could do something.
Microsoft signals renewed interest in Windows with the latest reshuffle. Panos Panay is given even more Windows responsibility. Is it myopic? Is it how it's described? Yeah, there's some new devices coming out, like the Surface Duo, and you know, all kinds of stuff's been leaked. The problem is that if I were somebody at Microsoft, I would be really worried about repeating the mistakes of the past, which is they had Windows Phone. Remember Windows Phone? I'm not talking about recent Windows Phone. I'm talking about they were the first company to really bring an amazing technical achievement, but they put the start menu on mobile phones. Remember those like 320 by 240 and you had to have the stylus and click the start button, and it was the same user interface paradigm as on desktop computers, and they were like, this is fine. And people were like, can I have higher resolution screens? And they were like, you can't see pixels smaller than that. And it took, you know, Steve Jobs rethinking things, and then the iPhone, and then everything is now more like the iPhone than like Windows was. Windows is sort of trapped in this terrible user interface thing, when like Windows 10 on the desktop is schizophrenic. you can change your power profile the Windows 7 way, the Windows 8 way, and the Windows 10 way. And the user interface paradigms are completely different. Windows 10 is a hot mess. It is not elegant at all.
If my name were Panospinay, my nickname would be Pepe, obviously. And my username online...
Or your party name.
Would just be $2.
What is he wearing? Isn't that what we're supposed to ask? Is like, what? It looks like... It almost looks like a suit jacket, but then it kind of looks like a dress. Like a trench coat.
I think that's a shirt under it, right?
But it's so long. He's not that tall.
I think it's just untucked, maybe.
Maybe his jacket's kind of long, though.
Maybe it's because he's short. That's just regular.
Oh, yeah, maybe he didn't get it tailored.
Although, something would tell me he has some money.
Yeah.
Probably could afford. Maybe he's one of those guys who's like, I don't even think about fashion. All I think about is Windows.
Isn't Zuckerberg like that? Like, he only wears, like, gray t-shirts or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's a robot.
Yeah, he is. He's genuinely a robot.
Pepe's got all kinds of style. We don't understand it because we're just not on his level.
Well, hopefully he can save Windows because, good Lord, what a mess.
Yeah, it'd be a shame if something were to happen to it. So, Apple. Apple has a little bit of a problem, just like all the big tech companies. And a lot of what the governments of the world are coming after Apple about is that App Store. Because Apple has some really serious rules about the App Store. Now, we've covered really recently, was it Blue Mail?
Yeah.
And what was the other app?
They were restored finally, though.
And Spotify.
Yeah.
And they have all these big high-profile... you know, wars going on. It's like, you must give us 30%. Nobody wants to. And it just keeps getting worse, and their enemies keep getting more powerful.
Apple confirms cloud gaming services like xCloud and Stadia violate the App Store guidelines. New cloud gaming services from Google and Microsoft won't work on iOS. And the reason that Apple says, and I promise this is not, like, this is actually what they say, is because they can't individually view and vet the games that are offered on the platforms. Even though these are streaming services that are streaming something from somewhere else, they're like, no, we can't do that because we have to be able to review these, and this is, you know, a third-party service. It's not that we want the 30%. It's all about your content. We can't review this game content. Which is almost like saying, we can't review everything on Netflix. We should block Netflix. But they don't block Netflix. And then they do some mental gymnastics to be like, I know what you're thinking. It sounds like this service is like Netflix, but for games. And Netflix is okay, right? So, and they're like, well, it's not the same. But it is the same.
Sounds like that they're being discriminatory against games. But that's not my words.
Microsoft fires back at Apple, accusing it of treating gaming apps differently. Microsoft rightly points out, is like, hey, you can stream applications to your device. Why can't you stream games? Also, there's this thing called web pages. Has Apple reviewed every web page under creation?
Yes.
And it's not like these are, you know, games that are only appearing on this service. Almost every game on the xCloud service is available elsewhere as well. So,
man, if only we had some sort of industry standard game rating service where it would pop up at the beginning of the game and be like, ESRB rated teen. But we don't have anything like that.
Also, presumably, you've already put a credit card in, right? So somebody has approved it. And so Microsoft, when we're thinking about these games, we're thinking about ubiquitous games you can get in Steam or the Epic Store or whatever. These are, you know, AAA high-profile games. It's not anything new, but they are streaming them, and Stadia is streaming them, so that's kind of something new. But what if you have a gaming service that's just full of a bunch of garbage games that nobody's ever heard of that you've made up on your own? Well, then Apple says, nope, still not going to let you do it.
Facebook criticizes Apple's App Store policies and launches a gaming app on iOS without games. We actually reported a couple of weeks ago about how Facebook had submitted this thing like 800 times, and eventually they were just iframing the webpage. Like, Facebook Gaming, which is a webpage. These are all web games. Well, that wasn't the original plan, but the current plan. These are all web games. If you go to the Facebook website on mobile, you can play these games on mobile. And Facebook eventually just recreated the entire web experience and was like, users can get to these games through their web browser. Can we just do that? And Apple was like, no.
Sticking to their guns. Perhaps not a good time to do that. I'm pretty sure the EU is going to extract a lot of money for them for this. But hey, maybe they'll make it back by holding people into the walled garden.
I really don't think Apple has any legitimate interest here. It'll be interesting to see what the Apple white knights say about this behavior.
They do have their subscription gaming service still, right? I mean, that exists.
For who? But who uses that?
I don't know, but they have it. It's probably on par with Facebook's garbage games, right? Those are all mobile games, right? Like third-party mobile games that they bought the rights to?
It's yet another version of Angry Birds.
I mean, look at these Facebook games. Like, this is... What is this? I mean...
What is this? And they couldn't get it through the Apple iOS game store.
But the point is, Apple has something that competes with this. And traditionally, they have been most against things that compete with their... going as far as... Like, what was the one that was like, oh, we launched a new feature, and then it just banned the app that did that same thing better?
That happened a lot in the history of the App Store.
Don't they allow, like, Netflix and stuff? Because, like, they do have a competitor for that.
Well, that was contentious.
Also, Steam. Everybody forgets that the Steam streaming app was also super contentious. And whatever Valve did to make all that go away probably involved a large check, but is not public knowledge.
But you are the difference, and I'm not... defending this, but the difference is on Steam you still have to buy those games individually, and on these services you get all the, it's a subscription.
Well, and Steam also streams from your own computer.
The Xbox subscription service, I think they've just revealed that they're going to raise it to $15, which I'm probably out at that point, but for $5 a month, that is a deal. But it's interesting because I was trying to play a game, Neon something. I saw it on YouTube and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And I checked Steam, and I was like, I'm not willing to pay that for it. It was like, wait, it's on the subscription service. Let me fire it up. But because it's Microsoft and Windows, even though these games are fine everywhere else, there's just something a little bit wrong with them. And on that game, the controller doesn't work.
That's why Panos Panay is going to fix it. It's like there's all this rot in Windows, and it's unsettling. I mean, Windows 2004 was the Catalina of Microsoft releases, and it was just bad.
So, speaking of Facebook, they are one of many companies that continues to make announcements about the state of the world and this horrible thing that's happening to us, and it just gets more and more extreme.
Facebook will let employees work from home until July 2021, and they will also entertain up to $1,000 reimbursement for stuff that you might want to buy to make your home work environment a little bit more awesome.
Wow.
Get that sweet chair. My garbage chair is definitely taking a toll on me with the home.
You can take one of the office chairs.
Yeah, I guess I could haul that one back and forth.
No, just take it. Like, we got extras from that one trip that we had to the place that went out of business.
I wish that place was still.
It's gone.
So they're not the only ones doing it. And this is a lot of places are saying 2021, but some people are like, you know what? We're done. We're done with all of it.
Atlassian tells employees they can work from home forever. Although they're going to keep their offices and they're going to rethink how offices make sense in the world going forward. But I guess they were pleased with employee productivity.
Now, you know, there's going to be... This is probably going to happen a lot, and a lot of people are going to keep their buildings, and there's going to be like team building versus team home, and they're going to be like bitter enemies.
Yeah. I can think of a few people that were like, we really have to have people in the office, blah, 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 and then this happened, and they're like, oh, yeah, it turns out all that was just complete and utter BS. It was like, yeah.
That makes sense in some cases, I'm sure, but yeah, for the most part, we're entering into this crazy world where... you can live anywhere that you want and you can work anywhere that you want and they have nothing to do with each other, and it's all just like the real estate market and the jobs market is all getting turned on its head.
What if we in the future it's like somebody's actually living in the Google offices? We should do a screenplay for a movie that's like The Terminal, but it's somebody that's just living inside a future Google where most people work from home but they still have the office space just in case.
I kind of see that happening there, you know, where people are just like, you know, wandering dazedly through giant conference rooms.
Also, that kind of already works though, because like they have all the people who live in vans in the parking lot. They sleep in the van, but then they use all the facilities on like Google campus.
So now they just sleep in the conference room.
Yeah.
They do actually have sleeping pods in some of the Google locations. It's like, I feel like a nap. I'm just going to go take a nap.
That is some boring dystopia kind of stuff where it's like, just sleep at work. Don't go home. Like, stay here. Be productive.
This story is not really news, but this is takes a long time for a giant to die. And the death throes go on and on. And while we knew this was inevitable, it has just now finally come to an actual end.
Toshiba has formally exited the laptop business. The last Dynabook shares have been shuffled off to their new owner, Sharp. Wait, Sharp still makes computers? That's the news.
RIP. Toshiba, long known as the kind of boxy, unsexy laptops.
Except for the Libretto.
And, you know, a lot of those other companies were breaking new ground, and Toshiba was like, nope. Just going to sell you this box. Didn't work out for them, ultimately. And speaking of dead technology, the phone, we've discovered that in the current state of the world, people are holding on to their phones longer. So you'd think that the flagship phone would have a longer lifespan, but not in the case of Google.
Google has already discontinued the Pixel 4 and the 4 XL less than a year after its unveiling. No one cared.
They do have like a 4 XL S or A or something.
4A, yeah, but the 4A is way cheaper. And it's got it's more cut down than its price reflects, which makes me sad.
And so they did point out that they're actually without, if you want like the $1,000 Google phone, you know, the flagship, the great one, they don't have that right now. Maybe that's a sign of the times, right? Everybody's broke. Getting evicted. Not going to bother.
Or it's producing the next one. And they're like, oh, quick. We'll just make it a shorter and shorter development cycle so we can make more money.
Now, if you do want a phone with all the bells and whistles and the, you know, exciting stuff, you can still get one. Don't worry about that.
The Galaxy Note 20 Ultra uses lasers to fix the S20 Ultra's biggest flaw, the camera autofocus. This is going to be a flagship phone. It's going to be $1,000 plus. The Note 20 and the Note 20 Ultra. Yeah, so.
Interestingly, look at the size. Is that just a small hand or a giant phone?
That looks like a man's hand, so that would probably be ridiculous in my hand.
Got a stylus, Krista?
I have the Note 8, and I like the stylus a lot.
And the interesting thing about it, one of them, they stuck with the curved edges, but then the bigger one, they said, no, just flatten those babies out. Make this thing a rectangle. I guess it's already a rectangle, but, you know, sharp edges. I don't know. I don't know what I prefer there. I guess round is better in your pocket.
Well, that thing's so big. Could you even fit it in your pocket?
Maybe not your pockets. So, this article, Firefox does not automatically translate. I'm not sure why. The German version was the only one I could find.
There was a lot of stories about this everywhere.
Even though I only did this last night. But it automatically translated for me, so I didn't really notice. Anyway.
It's fine.
It was a German company. I guess they broke the story.
Yeah.
But the story is a story of shortages, probably because of popularity.
Yeah. Heise.de is reporting that the AMD Ryzen 4000 APUs are so popular that there's quite the back order. This German company has a back order of 1,600. For the Ryzen 7. You can still get the Ryzen 5, but if you want the Ryzen 7, the higher-end chips, you're going to have to wait. And AMD's already commented on this and said that they are ramping production just as fast as they can, and the demand has been much higher than expected. I strongly suspect there was a time before Zen where they produced a ton of APUs, and no one wanted to buy those APUs, and I suspect that they were hesitant to repeat that situation with putting in a large pre-order for APUs. They also weren't really sure what Intel was going to do. So it turns out Intel CPUs not super compelling for the ones that have been released so far, combined with how these were better than expected. And it's a good problem to have, I guess.
Krista, you think this is the word for microprocessor, or does combi mean, does that just represent the APU kind of it? Because I'm thinking that process... Krista, can you pronounce that K word?
Hang on. I had already moved away from that article.
give us the whole headline.
No. No.
Burp.
No.
Crazy old German Krista.
Some people do think that I am a German citizen. I am not. I just have German. I've seen comments on like a Reddit. They're like, "Oh, the German girl." And I'm like, I'm not actually German. I mean, like, I have German heritage, but
you should
I'm
go
American.
With that.
I was born here.
You should let people believe that.
That's part of the reason I don't speak German is because I grew up in America, and anytime I've tried to speak German to my Oma, it's like comes out hillbilly German. not a good pronunciation.
I'm sure Germany has country folk, right?
Yeah, but they don't have the same sort of accent, I don't think, because my mom always laughs when I try to speak to her.
Well, the Note is not the only piece of hardware that's getting an update, although this update is not very exciting.
Apple updates the iMac with new Intel processors and a better webcam. Oh, they finally moved from 720p to 1080p in this overpriced brick of aluminum. Really,
what
Apple?
Year is it?
Yeah. Really, so they're really just now upgrading to 1080p?
Yeah,
really?
Not only that, just now, the base model finally comes with an SSD. Up until now, 2020, the base iMac came with a mechanical hard drive, a Fusion drive. And there's always, every time I say this, there's always a bunch of people in the comments that are like, no, Apple's implementation. The Fusion drive is trash. Utter trash. And people always post in the comments like, no, It's Apple's implementation is good. It's
and
not.
What, this is like, what, $2,000?
Yeah. But now it's SSDs, which is tantamount to Apple admitting that, yes, Fusion drives, where it combines mechanical and flash storage, as implemented by Apple, are garbage.
$1,799 for the 27-inch and $1,099 for the 21-inch.
I still can't get over the webcam being so low resolution.
Even things like RAM upgrade prices are absolutely criminal for what Apple charges.
Google Fitbit is not the only thing that Google is trying to gobble up. They are obviously for a long time now trying to get into your home, and Amazon I think kind of it drank some of their milkshake there with the Ring
right up,
and so they are trying to acquire companies that are already present in your home.
Google to buy a stake in ADT home security push for $450 million. What Apple is banking on here is that ADT has an army of installers that are going to come and install an alarm system in your home. But Google really wants you to use the Nest thermostat and Nest cameras and all kinds of other stuff. But the reality is that high-resolution Ethernet-capable, Ethernet-networked cameras are fairly inexpensive. And the only thing holding most people back is just software. And you would be insane to pay the prices and the subscriptions for a lot of these like cloud camera things, because you can just DIY it and it costs almost nothing.
And they amortize the cost of that equipment over a long contract and you pay a lot for it. Yeah. That free equipment.
It was not free.
No. Far from it. And if you don't agree to like a 6-year contract, you don't get the free equipment. I don't even think you can do that with them. This is my favorite spaceship ever, even though it's not technically a spaceship. And it's never, this is not the final form, but it just looks like a big thermos. And that cracks me up so much.
An early version of Starship takes its first tentative steps off Earth. Did you see how they put this together? They put this together in tents. Like, they just, like, the trucks, the semis drove up here. They unloaded it. They worked in tents, and they just put this together in the middle of nowhere, and were like, all right, this works. And it took off. It was a little off-center. It was a little lopsided, but the rocket control software was apparently able to deal with that.
Yeah, it's just, you can see the coils of steel where they've been joined. But, you know, this is going to be the same kind of thing that will be under the nice, sleek shell of the actual Starship. But for now, this is just the guts and the propulsion system. And that's what they wanted to figure out, whether or not it would work. It landed a little bit askew, but hey, it landed.
Yeah. This is serial number 5. And they said they're probably going to retire it. Serial number 6 is almost ready.
I mean, look at that thing. It just looks like it's filled with coffee.
It looks like in old episodes of Doctor Who with the TARDIS that doesn't have the disguise, the chameleon circuit. That's what it looks like.
I'm thinking it looked like the smoke grenade in PUBG, because I throw those a lot when we play together.
This is like, hey boys, who wants tomato soup? So much tomato soup. So that'll be cool. The actual propulsion system and the rest of the starship and everything that this is really going to use doesn't exist yet. Still working on it. But they got this part done. Good news for Mars. Or bad news for Mars. Because the plague of humanity will be there soon.
I was going to say, it's good news for the rich people on Earth. It's bad news for the poor people on Earth who will have to stay here after this planet's destroyed.
It might be that, you know, the last surviving shard of humanity is going to embark to the stars on that.
And that will lead to a really great horror movie when they lose their minds halfway there.
That doesn't sound like a happy ending for humanity.
Software is becoming more and more an integral part of our automobile experience. Cars like Tesla, obviously, but even your standard old school ICE engine cars rely heavily on software, which is not always good news.
Honda recalls 608,000 vehicles for faulty software that caused random reboots and problems with the backup camera. So the backup camera, okay, fine. But things like what gear you're in and what speed you're traveling are also bugged out on some of these Honda vehicles. And you can fix it by turning it off and back on again.
Odysseys, passports, and pilots from the last 3 years.
That's disappointing because, like, I feel like half the kids in America grew up driving around in Odyssey vans, and like you could just drive those right into the dirt.
Yeah.
And now that's not going to be the case anymore.
Nope. They can't even fix them over the air.
Oh, yeah. You got to go in for the software update. Schedule an appointment. I don't think it'll stop running. It just stops telling you what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
I've definitely known people. What year you're in? Especially in high school. Oh, it's automatic. I mean, most people are unaware of that anyway. I've definitely known people in high school who had cars where the instrument panel just didn't work.
Yeah.
So
my first car, the instrument panel was really sketchy.
Yeah, they may do. They'll be fine. Don't worry. The list of companies who are getting destroyed by the pandemic, obviously we've covered, you know, things like Uber. There's another list of companies, maybe Zoom at the top, who are just, they would have never realized the kinds of success that they have if not for this. And one company is in a weird place. It is at once being utterly destroyed by the current situation, but because it's such a giant company and has, you know, multiple arms, one, it has like five arms that are just, you know, atrophied and hanging limply, and one that's just like bursting with muscles.
Jacked.
Disney Plus passes 60.5 million subscribers, reaches its five-year streaming goal in the first 8 months. I'm sure that the global situation had exactly nothing to do with that.
Yeah,
I heard that they finally caved and they're going to release Mulan.
Yeah, and do you know the price point?
No.
$29.99.
I just don't care about anything Disney offers that much.
But if
people are paying it, clearly.
If your kids, well, they haven't done it yet. It's going to come out in September. But if your kids are like, Mom, I got to see Mulan. It's there. I know because little Timmy down the street saw it. I got to see it. I don't know. Some people are going to pay it. That's just a crazy amount.
That is a crazy amount. I wonder if you could have, like, you know, a party where get six or eight of the neighborhood kids together in one room and make them wear face masks. And
I was going to say, maybe like in the before times.
They each bring $5.
This is definitely going to cause people to go to each other's houses, yeah. Which is exactly the opposite.
You sail the high seas. That was a hook. It was a hook hand.
This story was kind of fun.
You mean the sea as in the thing?
Yeah.
Yar, me mateys.
I saw a video because Mulan, this is a very recent decision, and they had already created all of the promotional material. And there was a guy who owned a movie theater, and he was destroying a Mulan cardboard stand up with a baseball bat because he was so angry because he's not getting any of that money now.
Oh, the poor guy.
Yeah.
I probably had to pay a pretty penny to get it in the first place.
No, I think they send the promotional stuff for free.
That guy's going to have to pivot from running a theater to, like, WordPress administrator or something.
Well, he'll be an AWS technician, and he'll just, like, you know, not put passwords on them like everybody else in the world.
It's like a lot of people's resumes are going to look weird like that. It's going to be like, you know, theater owner and, you know, whatever. And then 2020, it's like Google certified something. Oh.
Now, Krista, when the people of Hong Kong were having their dark times, although the darkest times have embarked
now.
Yeah,
it's getting worse.
We don't get to hear about it anymore because, you know, it's a black box now. But when, you know, everybody was standing with them before we had our own problems, you chose not to and continued to support the evil that is Blizzard Activision.
I mean, I did continue to play Overwatch, though I don't buy loot boxes. So
I wonder, will you now stand with the people of Blizzard? Or will you continue to just ignore their plot?
Blizzard workers share salaries in revolt over P. You've reached your free article limit.
It's pay.
Pay, yeah.
So what's it going to be? You going to hang them up?
I'm going to continue playing Overwatch because I've already paid for it. And I'm, you know, how long has that game been out now? 4 years? It's not enough.
What about Overwatch 2?
Continue to milk that game.
What about Overwatch 2?
I don't know if I'm interested in it yet. I don't know what the mechanics are going to be.
I think you're going to get it.
It seems like the situation that precipitated this was Blizzard is doing amazingly well financially. I guess everybody's at home. Everybody's playing WoW. And,
my husband included.
Yeah. And then some people got their raises and their bonuses, but a lot of people didn't. Or a lot of people only got a very, very small raise.
And the CEO got his raise. It was $40 million.
Yes. Yeah, so that made a lot of people angry.
A lot of people probably thinking, hey, could have been 30. You could have carved up that last 10, and we could have all been very happy.
Or with our compensation. What was it? We covered a company where the executive, like, he got an award like that, and he's like, no, this isn't right. I'm going to send it to my employees. And so he took his bonus and gave it to his employees because he's like, I don't need this.
Right. And I'm sure that guy's a very rich man already.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe, you know, getting into a little bit of a socialism thing there, but. So what do? They sent around a spreadsheet and said, hey, please put your current salary and the amount of your raise in the spreadsheet so that we can
figure it out.
You know, look and see. And they figured out collectively, I think it was less than 10% for most of the people who put. Now, Activision claims it was in aggregate more like 20%. But they're probably including the CEO in that number.
Yeah.
He probably drags the average up just a little
by bit. A lot. Yeah.
It's a very contentious thing in terms of whether or not employees should share how much money they make. Most people don't want to, but a lot of people claim that empowers the company.
Yeah, you got to unionize.
Well, they are talking about, you know, possible video game creator unions.
That was the one area of Hollywood that was not unionized forever is visual effects. The visual effects people just got run over by Hollywood constantly.
I think it, you know, we talk about this a lot, but it's the very reason I'll never have $30 million. But if I did have $30 million and I thought, okay, if I just take 20 instead of 30, I can really help a lot of these people. And like, not even, I would even do it selfishly. Like if I do this now, they're going to be loyal and we're going to continue to have really good. And next year I'll get even more money. I'll invest in the future. But these people just don't think like that.
No. Future is someone else's problem.
And it could very well be that he doesn't plan to be the CEO in 2 years.
Well, he wouldn't have to with money like that, but, you know, it's the challenge of it. It's like, can you, you know, do this thing and take it to the next level? And the answer is no.
Yeah. If he did that, the other CEOs would probably be like, what's wrong with him? Don't hire him.
Yeah, exactly.
They send a get well card.
Now, we talked about QAnon last week. Some people did try to answer the QAnon question in the comments. I read some of them. I'm still not entirely sure.
Google filtered a surprising number of them. I went in and approved them. It was like, this article is held as spam. And it's like, Google, I don't think this is spam. I did go in and approve them.
Now, that was Twitter last week. Is that right?
Yeah.
Twitter banned them last week. And like most things in social media, when one big company does it, everybody just gets in line.
Facebook removes QAnon conspiracy group with 200,000 members. So, this is the BBC News. That's talking about this, and yeah, I mean, I guess this is the world we live in now.
Unrelated.
Remember the
sidebar.
Remember the story that we were talking about, like the state attorney general where they were like, you need to police more stuff online. Is this what, is this the result of that? I don't
know.
The
New York thing?
Yeah.
I think so. I think, now I don't, again, I don't know enough about the QAnon thing to say whether I buy it or not, but it is definitely a question authority type of situation. Of course, they're using the gads in here, which, you know, that's basically, if you are someone in power, that has to terrify you, which it's supposed to.
Krista, what were you going to say about the sidebar?
The sidebar, there's an article, Why the French Are Champions at Abandoning Pets. Is that a thing to be proud of? Why is this article here?
Again, the AI has gotten very good. The AI knows that you're going to click on that.
Does that mean I'm not going to click? Does that mean you're a champion at, like, no one does it as much as them? Or are they doing it humanely?
So one of the stories in here in the paragraph says, curled up at the very back of a cage sits a silent, hesitant, white-haired cat. Pom-Pom's male owner gave her up after 15 years because he got a new girlfriend who didn't like cats.
Wow.
I don't know if we can, you know, like, translate that one person doing it to the French.
Oh, I mean, there's other examples in this article, but apparently, like, especially with the lockdowns, people are just like, I don't want to deal with this anymore.
I see, you know, I subscribe to all the cat groups on Reddit, and right. I see a lot of stories about people who's like, my neighbor moved out and trashed the apartment and just left the cat, so I guess I have a cat now. Like, what an asshole.
Who does that? Like, just apparently, what do you think's gonna happen? Yeah.
But I think it's going to die, I guess. I mean, at least let it outside.
Yeah. I don't understand it.
I think, listen, I spend a non-trivial amount of time thinking, like, if, you know, the Marxists take over and I have to bug out and, you know, like, abandon my home, how am I going to deal with the cats? Do I put them out on the balcony with some food so that they can eventually go back into nature? Is it gentler just to, you know, put a bullet in them? I don't know.
I'd say, but like, cats are pretty good hunters. You could probably just release not them. These but cats. That would be like, yeah, it's true. Aren't you? You should tell them the story you were telling us before we recorded about them being afraid of the.
Oh, yeah. They're afraid of the toy mouse that squeaks. Terrified yeah. of it. And anybody comes to my home, they're right under the bed. It's like peeking out. Like, this is a stranger, and I don't want anything to do with it. Facebook. Oh, switching to social media. So the argument with Facebook. People have really been down on Zuckerberg because he refuses to censor Donald Trump. And the big one was the whole looters and shooters type of thing.
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact wording, but basically, if you loot, we're going to kill you.
Yeah, it was inciting violence.
And that was the argument. It's like, hey, this violates all of your policies. Why are you not doing anything about it? And he was like, listen, our policy is politicians get to say what they want, but now even they have had to capitulate.
Facebook removes a Trump post over a false claim about the thing for the first time. The video in which Trump wrongly said that kids were quote-unquote almost immune. So this is from The Guardian. And it turns out that kids, not almost immune. In fact, a lot of kids have died.
But Trump did double down on that statement later when questioned about it.
He says we should reopen schools because it will just go away.
He seems to believe it. Even if it's wrong, a lot of people will, you know, take his side on it. Anyway, Facebook for the first time ever has taken a stand. And, okay, this is about Facebook. I was like, why is this here? It's because it's about Facebook.
Yeah. OnePlus is bogging its phones down with unremovable Facebook bloatware. Our headline is a little clickbait, but it turns out that there's an application that is bundled with the phone in the ROM that manages all the Facebook apps like Instagram, not through the Google Play Store, but through that little updater app. And that updater app, I don't think the OnePlus people have any idea what that application is doing. They said, no, we're going to leave it. I think after this article, they're probably not.
But I've had several phones now where I can't uninstall Facebook.
Oh, they all do that.
Yeah.
So not that crazy, but it's not updating through the Play Store. So I guess it's a little bit more alarming. What a dark world we live in. On one hand, people are like, the government saying, no, Facebook is an evil entity. We must find them. Look at these horrible things they're doing. And the phone companies are saying, like, you don't have a choice.
We need that money. We need the money.
Yeah.
Give us the money.
And Facebook does have the money. And it's looking to get more and more of the money. Famously, they gobbled up Instagram, and look at what a cash cow that's been. And so they said, yes, we will continue to do that. Now, they are smart enough not to buy TikTok. That's a little bit of a hot potato right now. So what's the answer?
Facebook launches Instagram Reels, a TikTok copycat, a week after Congress hearing. Yeah, Instagram Reels.
Great.
What does Reels do? It's TikTok.
Remember when Twitter bought Vine?
I was going to say, TikTok was just kind of Vine, really.
Was that this timeline? Am I doing that thing where you misremember things that didn't happen?
Did I fabricate that memory?
It's just sort of a collective amnesia. Like, Vine was a thing, right?
I can't remember the name. Oh, it's the Mandela Effect.
Yeah, that was this universe, right? I'm in the right timeline. That was the thing that happened. Why is nobody talking about that?
So, if you want to use Reels, it's now installed in your Instagram. You don't have to do anything. Just let it update, and you will have a Reels browser, I guess.
Great.
I still don't understand that whole. I mean, I understand TikTok and like short videos, obviously, basically GIFs. Yeah. And yes, that's right. I use J. But the popularity of it really is just storming the world, and I don't get it. I'm officially out of touch on this one.
You gotta upload your video of you dancing like everyone else. That's what TikTok's for.
I don't have any of those. I'm sorry. And we've seen, obviously, the purging of the, you know, things that they don't like on the social media more and more. And as the world just gets crazier and crazier, they keep stepping it up. This one, I think they're pretty safe on because no one's here to defend the Chinese government.
Yeah. YouTube bans thousands of Chinese accounts to combat coordinated influence operations. Meanwhile, they don't seem to be able to stop hackers from taking over channels to promote Bitcoin and Ethereum scams with Elon Musk.
Yeah. They're focused on China. That's the real threat.
It's almost 3,000 accounts. I think some of those accounts actually got, like, so I have a, I don't want to go too much into it because this is a defensive tool, but you remember when we talked about Winnie the Pooh a couple episodes ago, and it was like, we had a strange number of Chinese comments. Some of those accounts have been deleted.
Well, they mentioned that these accounts, they're created and cultivated, but they don't do anything controversial. They just post like really mundane Chinese stuff.
Yeah, or just like, I don't think Xi Jinping does that. And it's like,
but they don't say that right away.
Yeah.
They wait till something controversial happens. In this case, it was the TikTok thing.
Yeah.
And so when something like that happens, they weaponize the accounts that have just been laying dormant. And then they say, and then, so you don't expect the accounts to have a lot of viewership because the garbage that they post is just completely boring. And, you know, but then there is a separate social media push to share those videos once they weaponize them. And that gets them huge viewership.
That's incredible.
Interesting plan.
If Google plans to do business in China, this must be permitted.
Also, it's amazing that they have that level of coordination.
Yeah.
Imagine the U.S. government trying to do that.
We can't even figure out if we should wear masks or not.
And finally, if you are a loyal notification viewer of the Level 1 News.
Hello, Notification Squad. Welcome, yeah. We love you.
Bad news if you depend on email for those notifications.
YouTube will stop emailing subscribers about new videos next week. I think they stopped emailing subscribers a long time ago. They're only now admitting it.
For some channels. If you're a Logan Paul fan, this might affect you. They claim in their analytics that there was such a low click rate for these emails, and that people who, because they were flooded with these emails, they would ignore more important system emails that looked similar. So by turning this off, they hope to have more click rate on the system emails.
Have we mentioned Patreon and Floatplane lately? We're on Patreon and Floatplane. You can subscribe on either platform of your choice, and you can get notices.
Who knows with Patreon? If you're on Patreon, and Patreon for some reason just goes away,
Floatplane.
Remember Floatplane? All right, Krista. Some people have actually in the comments, they have lamented that when I challenge you to give the themed goodbyes, that we have lost the spirit of the goodbye. So I would ask you to go back to your most authentic, traditional level one goodbye for this episode.
Bye!
There it was.
I have to wave too. I didn't wave.
Flapping.
Yeah, stimming.